last year there was an outbreak of aphid in the canola fields, and beekeepers had to shift their bees away because they were going to spray. And so because they were only a week away from bringing bees to almonds, they requested if they could bring them straight to the almond orchard. Without bees, they wouldn't get a crop. So you need bees to cross-pollinate almonds. And so that's why we bring bees in. And they're put in at a fairly heavy rate of, you know, close to seven hives to the hectare.
So the bees are in the almond orchards a bit early, is that right?
Yes.
And so what has that meant? I understand there's not a lot of food around for them at the moment because the almonds haven't yet blossomed.
No, actually the almonds have held off coming out a bit longer than we anticipated. In fact, there's still not many almond flowers out. And, it means that there's no food for the bees, and so the bees are not real happy, and because they're foraging, you know, long distances looking for something to eat.
So how do the bees react in that situation? Is there any danger? Are they dying off or anything like that?
No, not really. They can, if the weather was, you know, really bad, they can, because, you know, they might get caught in a cold shower or something like that. But Normally they are fine this time of the year because it is winter. But if there was a, you know, like a resource, say, you know, 5 kilometres away somewhere and they were flying to it and you got cold, showery weather, that would be detrimental to the bees.
So they're pretty, I suppose, hungry, and I think you were also saying before a bit aggressive at the moment.
Yeah, they're aggressive. And today they're probably a bit worse because of this wind that nearly sends everyone silly, including bees.
So what can, I guess, beekeepers and also orchardists do? Is there anything you can do or just wait for the blossoms to come in?
Well, yeah, we just have to wait. But what we've done is we've held, you know, the balance of the bees off. We're not going to start again until Monday. But the real problem is that some of the bees are coming from, you know, 1,500 kilometres away, and it's a three-day turnaround. And to get the number of bees that they've contracted to supply is going to take, you know, 6 or 7 trips to do that. And so, yeah, they sort of, you know, half inclined to keep moving. Otherwise, the blossoms are going to come out in a rush, and we're going to get caught with bees, you know, not there.
Is there any sort of long-term effect, or are the bees just going to be a little bit cranky for a while?
Yeah, probably just be a bit aggressive for a while in search of food, and as soon as the almonds come out, they'll settle down and everything will go back to normal. And what's happening now is that the aphids have moved north to the canola in the north, and the beekeepers that have got bees happily sitting on canola in the north are now finding that the farmers are ringing them saying they need to spray, and so, you know, they want to pick their bees up and shift them, and they'd rather not pick them up, shift them, put them down, pick them up again and coming. And so, you know, they're requesting, can they move bees in? And so, yeah, like, it's just aggravating the problem daily until the almonds come out. But, you know, by looking at the almond trees, you can start to see pink tips today. And so in spite of this wind that we're having, the weather's still, you know, above, you know, 16, 17 degrees, and the trees are moving. So I anticipate Monday the whole problem will disappear.
Have you seen a situation like this before?
No, I haven't. No, in the 40 years I've been pollinating almonds, I haven't been caught out this bad.